Thank you, my brother. As you read on the Ghana web, I saw the publication. It is false. It is a false information. Nothing of that sort happened to me nor the GCE. My cars are there. I have one car at New EDBIC. Nothing happened to the car. GCE, I called the GCE. All his vehicles are there. Nothing happened to our car. So it's a false publication.
Was there any demonstration in your constituency?
There was nothing like that. There was nothing. But according to the story, because we were not able to fulfill our promises
sure.
in terms of rural electrification, that led to the demonstration and other actions. My brother, let me tell you, it is true. I went around some of the communities and they requested for electrification. I took it upon myself. You know, as MP, you can't get money for any project like electrification or road project. What we have been doing is to lobby the ministry so that when they approve it, then they can take it down to your constituency. That's what I did. I lobbied the Ministry of Power, and I can assure you, 50 communities have been approved. I requested for 90 communities, but 50 have been approved for electrification. And the contract has been awarded to a company called China Water, CWE. It's a foreign company. The contract has been awarded. The contractor is making the preparation to go down and start the project. My brother, 50 communities to be connected to the national grid. And I can assure you that latest by next month, the contractor is going to the site and start the project. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot for the constituency. Let me give you one information. About 28 communities in the constituency were already connected to the national grid, but their problem was meters. They were not getting meters. I have to lobby the Ministry of Power. And as I'm speaking to you now, I took delivery of over 3,000 meters. And the contractor is on the site fixing the meters for the households. Why this information? Why this kind of assassination of character? The defamation of character. It is not true. I'm here to consult my lawyers for advice whether we take action against them. Because as friends of the media, you need to get to the bottom of any information before you publish it. But this is the case. They didn't conduct any checks before coming up with this information. So my brother, let me tell you that the story was false. Never true. I called my DCE. DCE said all his vehicles are there. Nothing happened to his vehicles. There was no that type of demonstration. Even if there's an agitation, we don't have to handle it. There was nothing like that. Burning down my car or the GCE cars, nothing happened. So my brother, let me tell you, it is never, never, never true. But let me tell you this. This is another way of my opponent to make me unpopular. But it's not so. You are rather making me popular. If it is that the way you can conduct your campaign, please, it is not the best. If it is my opponent, I'm talking of the MPP opponent. If they are behind this kind of publication, please, it's not the best. You should rather go ahead and tell the people what you can do for them if you are MP. Instead of causing this kind of false publication, it will not help them. It will not take them to any place. So my brother, let me tell you once again that the story was false.